You're listening to Live from Mount Sinai on the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This is Moshe. I'm here to defend God's law and fight evil. You can call in at 415-738-0689. That's 415-738-0689. Our website is TalkWarrior.com. That's TalkWarrior.com. Today, we have on the show today, I'm gonna have to give him the boxing intro. I can't just say his name. I gotta because he's just too important a person to just say this is this guy. Here we go, from San Diego, California, weighing in at 250 pounds of pure unadulterated muscle and pure unadulterated manhood. The king of cool, the captain of happening, the sultan of slack, Sean, my mama ain't Yoko Lennon.
Thank you for having me, Moshe.
That's no problem. Thank you for coming on the show, Sean. Now, I just want to say, last week, I did a major Ricky Retardo, you know, because we had, like, a caller. Okay, I got screwed up, and I saw, like, the line blinking, and for some, like really retarded reason, I got confused, and I didn't realize it was a caller. But, you know, if you want to call in, I mean, this is what I'm paying for, man. I pay almost $17 a month, and also, you know, my donors are donating money for people to call in. So if you want to call, call. I'm here, and I'm usually not, I'm normally, you know, my IQ is under 100, but I'm, you know, it's just like sort of sub, you know, I'm not quite retired. I'm technically not, you know, 95 IQ is still technically normal. I'm just a little slow, but just do it, okay? Today we're going to talk about, we have Sean here to talk about his cult. I'm not really sure if it's like a real cult, an anti-cult, but it's some sort of cult, and he's some sort of reverend in this cult or anti-cult. It's called the Church of the Subgenius.
Yes.
I should also point out that Sean he runs a radio station. Now, what station do you operate?
That's called Upstart Radio America, and you can go and click on that at upstartradio.com. It's basically a humanist radio station, mostly music, news, three times a day.
Okay, and is there any cult activity on this station?
Actually, no. I don't know if the Subgenius will be considered a religion. I think they have a tax-free...
No. Do you do any of the slack on your show?
Oh, yes. I air the hour of slack.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Okay.
Twice, once a week, Saturday and Sunday. And usually I think it's at 2 o'clock following Pop Defect noon, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. But I want to get into this whole Subgenius slack thing. But
sure.
Before I do that, I want to just cover something, just a non-Subgenius topic because I think it's important. Just a quick thing.
Go for it.
I want to throw out, you know, everyone, you know, I guess everyone all around, you know, the world, you know, the whole radio is everyone's obsessed over this Terry Schiavo thing. I know it's been really beat to death. I don't want to talk too much about it, but I just want to say this, that my stepmother, who lives in Florida, okay, with my father, you know, was minding her own business, going to the library, the public library, and she was verbally assaulted in front of the library by some Terry Schiavo supporter. I don't want to go too into that incident, but I want to say this, Sean. You know, I would respect these people's positions on life if they were consistent, but they're not. You know, why is it that so-called pro-lifers have wig outs when they take away a feeding tube from a vegetable But when the U.S. military kills thousands of civilians in Iraq for fictitious reasons,
yeah.
they support this slaughter. Okay,
you know, they control. They feel the power.
But you know, the power of what?
They want the power of other people's lives in their hands. They want to determine whether somebody lives or dies.
So you don't think this? That's interesting. You don't think this has anything to do with life, this preserving the sanctity of life.
It really
you
does.
Think it's about control?
Yeah, I do, because it's the same thing. Those same people who are freaking out over that are freaking out over homosexual marriage, and that's just control over other people's lives. The homosexual marriage isn't going to hurt anybody. It's going to do no one damage. But they feel like a moral and an ethical obligation to say, no, it's against this. It's against that. You know,
yeah.
you know, it's none of their goddamn business. And it should stay that way.
Yeah.
But they just have this thing for control.
Yeah,
they're controlled by the church.
That's interesting.
They want to control other people.
Yeah. You know, but they're definitely hypocrites. You know,
mm-hmm.
I really would respect them. If they took this life position, consistently,
yeah.
but they don't. It's like they hate life.
Oh yeah, and they kill doctors that perform abortions. You know, it's like go figure. You know, I don't understand it all.
I don't know, but I'm moving on. I don't want to
go.
You know, because this has been beat to death, and I want to just keep moving, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Now. Thing is about this show, you know, Sean is my man. He's my mentor, and I don't want to offend the guy, okay? But thing is, this whole Church of the Subgenius thing, I don't understand, okay? And it just looks ridiculous. But hold on, let me just if the offensive buttons, let me just say, if on the offensive scale. Okay, if I'm approaching 10 or like 8, just let me know and I'll back off.
Come on.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. All right. Now, look. Now, Sean got me into this weird Church of the Subgenius thing. He didn't get me into it, but he's trying to, like, turn me on to it. And I didn't know. Actually, I was exposed to it about 20 years ago, because
yeah.
I saw like these little stickers of this, this is a symbol of the Subgenius, this guy called Bob. What is it? J.R. Bob Dobbs, is that it?
Bob Dobbs, and then there's J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Oh, there's two of them.
Yeah, well, one's the son. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I don't know. One of these guys smokes a pipe. I don't know whether it was the father or the son. But
that's actually kind of taken from a picture of the father. I think that was actual the Bob Dobbs, and they ran with how actually Bob Dobbs pretty much looked like that guy right there, the guy who pretty much invented the church.
Right. Well, in any case, they left me no clue as to what the fuck it is. It's just this guy in a pipe. But anyways. We'll get into that a little later, but let me just say, Sean has, you know, told me, you know, listen to the slack. I don't know slack in the Aces, so I listen to the slack, and I try. It's like it was over an hour. I listened to the latest slack, okay, and I couldn't stand it. I had to stop 16 minutes into it. I couldn't stand it any longer, okay. And it's sort of like a cross between, like, Monty Python, Dr. Demento, and Naked Lunch.
Well said.
With a heavy emphasis on Dr. Demento because it's so goddamn stupid.
Well, that's the thing, is all everyone pretty much adds their own thing to it. You know, they, what is it, alt. Binary, Subgenius, something like that. There's a news group you can go to, and you can find all these people basically create their own Bobs, pieces of music and little Bob speeches, and they do their little sermons, and then they upload them, and then it gets played on the show.
So this stuff is just, for example, one of the things they play was this, okay? I'm quoting. I don't know where they found this from. Quote, wow, look at her tits. They are enormous. They go blah, blah, blah. How can they be showing so much tit without showing any nipple at all? Now, it's not really the most enlightening show I've ever, or the most egalitarian show I've ever listened to.
Well, it's basically for weirdos. You know, it is. Weirdos and freaks and wackos and.
Is it really for weirdos?
Oh yeah.
Or is it? Let me just ask you a question about this.
Uh-huh.
Do people who listen to this hour of Slack, do they have sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every once in a while,
with other people, with
somebody out there, some subgenius out there is getting it. I'm sure.
You really think so?
It's not this one at the moment.
How about the people? Okay, that's another question. And we're going to get into this. Do reverends? Okay, we're going to get into all this. But do reverends? People who make this stuff and reverends. Do they have sex? They're allowed to have sex. Are they allowed to have? Okay. But do they have sex?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Well, if everybody keeps sending them $30 at a time, then yeah.
Well, that's another thing I want to get into. In fact,
there's different levels. There's, you know, the funny thing is I gave them, I've been a subgenius kind of all my life.
Since what age?
Oh, since probably like 15, 16, 17, when I realized, you know, it was odd. And then, you know, it kind of like started popping up. Same thing happened. It's like I keep seeing these stickers, and I don't know what it is. And then eventually on down the line, I found out. But I actually paid my $30 on November 3rd, 2005, after a great party with Free Radio San Diego down there in downtown. I came home, got online, and I just decided, you know, I'm going to deal with another 4 years of just George Bush. It was an election party, by the way.
A what party?
It was an election party.
Oh, an election party.
November 2nd election this year when we watched George Bush take office again.
Yeah.
I just decided, you know, when I got home, I just decided, you know what? $30 is going to be spent on a lot of worse shit than giving it to the Church of the Subgenius.
Well, look.
So that's what I did. I gave him my $30.
Okay.
They sent me my folder, my button, my stickers. I've got all my certificates sitting in front of me, too. So
no, hold on.
Any questions?
Well, hold on. Now, it says here that when you pay this for its membership, what did you pay again?
I paid to be a high priest of the...
$30.
Uh-huh.
Does that make you a high priest or a regular priest? Or
a high priest.
Okay.
There's the Whizmaster, which is it's basically you get a kind of a bogus diploma.
Yeah.
And that's $1. Then there's the High Priest. That's $30. Then there's a Divine Drone Man, which is at the $50 level. Then there's the Foreman, which is at the $100 level. Then there's the Supreme Supervisor at $1,000. The High Pope of the Unpredictable is $5,000.
Okay, that's enough.
And that, $10.
Okay, all right. Okay, we've got the message that this is there's different, you know, tiers.
Yeah, so it
there's different
tiers.
Depends
on what you want to be. I mean,
right.
I'm satisfied with just being, you know, an ordained priest.
But here's the question. It says here, in this $35 deal for this high priest thingamajigger, it comes with a legally ordained minister's kit. Now.
Yes.
Is this true?
Yeah.
I know. Are you a legal, are you really, under the law, are you a minister? Are you a reverend?
It depends on the state, but as far as I know, that I think California is cool.
Yeah, I would think California.
Yeah, I got my business card, I got my button.
So you can actually legally call yourself a reverend.
Yeah, I have my card right here. It says, you have to fill in your name.
Yeah.
It would be Sean Lennon, Mystic Knights of Bob Dobbs, at my address. Is an ordained minister and high priest and or priestess of the church and is on official business. Donations accepted.
Can you conduct marriages?
I think it depends. Like I said, it depends on the state, but I think so.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now,
if the church is like in a tax exempt.
You're kidding me. You're kidding me.
No, I think it's tax exempt.
Now,
I think it's a real religion.
Okay. Who's getting this money?
Oh, Reverend Stang in the church.
Yeah.
They're still pretty modest. It's not like they're getting old.
How do you know that? Do they release their annual salaries and
No, they don't, but you can just kinda tell by, just
I don't know how you can tell. If they're not public about their finances, how do you know if it's a racket or not?
Oh, it's a racket. Of course it's a racket. But it's not like a Jim Baker racket or an Enron racket. It's more like a Bob Dobbs racket, really.
I don't know, man. I'm a little confused. Let's just say this. I think it's questionable because I don't know, because you could become a minister. You don't need Bob Dobbs. You can, you probably become a minister for like $15 or something. It's not too hard.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be of any use in like say the Catholic Church or the Christian Church.
The Catholics wouldn't want you, but
Catholic actually.
I did my
Catholic school. I got my what do they call it? My catechism and all that good stuff. But I don't know. I consider myself actually, if not more of a subgenius, I consider myself more of a Buddhist first, and then a subgenius because you got to.
What kind of Buddhist are you?
Just a Tibetan Buddhist.
You're the wishy-washy kind of Buddhist. I'm a Zen Buddhist.
Balance.
I kick ass. I say fuck Buddha.
Well, you see, I look.
I like reject Buddha.
So I represent Buddha. And
yeah, I know you. I know your type of Buddhist.
I'm the fat happy Buddha.
I know. You're the touchy feely kind of Buddhist.
The balanced Buddha.
Yeah, all the people in Hollywood are Tibetan Buddhists,
and with a Scientologist.
They're also Scientologists,
But the church is really, where I feel comfortable.
But look, here's the question. Look, this is what I was feeling when I was listening to this stuff. And let me just say that, let me just add that, one thing that bothered me, it's like they played like this song I love. I think it's called Mongoloid by Devo.
Yeah.
And they didn't play the whole fucking thing, man. They just played a little
Mark
snippet.
Mark Mothersbaugh is one of the original subgeniuses.
Say that again?
Mark Mothersbaugh is one of the original subgeniuses. He's Devo. That's where all this came from, was that basically that crowd of people were basically lawyers and doctors, and they were just tired of the hypocrisy of the other religions, so they decided to create a religion that basically is completely bullshit, and by being completely bullshit, it's the only true religion.
But look,
because it says it's bullshit.
That's another point. Isn't the Church of Subgenius really an atheist conspiracy?
An atheist conspiracy.
Yes,
I'd never heard it put that way.
Well, I'm putting it that way. I'm putting it that way for shock value. Okay. However,
I really don't think so because there's still God. I mean, they Bob's is subservient to God. I mean, it's
hold on here. Isn't this? But yeah, you're using what's that word? I don't have a very good vocabulary. But what's that word for exaggeration? I forget the word. When Andy Kaufman did a, not Andy Kaufman. Well, no, he did do a little bit of it. Forget it. I'm moving on. I don't remember the word. Fuck it. But isn't this sort of just like the rhetoric, okay? We believe in God, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. But aren't you really trying to like fool us into, you're just trying to fuck with our heads? Don't you like really not believe in God?
No. See, Bob isn't just isn't as well connected. And the thing about it is to assume what God wants is presumptuous to begin with. So, we just don't assume what God wants. And we're happy to be, aligned with Bob and his example of being the intergalactic salesman. You have to be
When you start talking about intergalactic salesman, that sounds very culty to me. If you told me that this is really an atheist conspiracy or an agnostic conspiracy, I'm using heavy-duty words.
Uh-huh.
you know, because I'm doing a radio show, and I need to, like, you know, do, you know, talk about conspiracy. I need to shock.
Sure. But
you know what I'm saying.
Conspiracy.
What?
It's the whole church is basically about the conspiracy, conspiracy to take our slack. And you see George Bush doing it right now. He's taking our slack.
How's he taking your slack?
Oh, he's taking it and shipping it in other countries. He's sucking it out.
No, let's get back to earth here. Okay, explain it for like a regular human being. What does that mean? Just don't use the heavy language. And, you know, my listeners, many of my listeners like me, they have IQs less than 100, and they
right.
can't comprehend this kind of stuff. So just
okay,
use very, very basic words.
The subgenius refuse to be part of the conspiracy. They refuse to be used by the conspiracy.
What is the conspiracy?
And we demand slack.
What is the conspiracy?
Hold on.
We'll get to that. What is the conspiracy?
To take our slack.
Okay, what is the slack? Tell me what the slack is.
The slack is basically getting what, you know, you need for very little or nothing.
Okay, all right. Okay, so I think we're getting somewhere. So this is sort of an anti-consumerism institution.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, unless
it's not about God, it's really about consumerism.
Well, it's a marketing thing too. I mean, that's, you know, how you noticed, Bob, all those years back. You didn't know exactly what it was,
right?
But you know, it's a marketing thing too, and it's really on the subliminal level.
It's on a really annoying level.
But then you just like last week when we were talking, then you had that point affinity, that moment of realization. Wasn't that beautiful? You realize all of a sudden what Bob was.
Yeah.
What those pictures were. And now you see those Enzyte commercials on TV, and then you see Bob and
tell me about the Enzyte commercials.
Oh, the conspiracy stole Bob, basically for their own, you know, plunder and wealth. Where Bob is supposed to be for our plunder and wealth.
All right, now look here. Hold on. If this is sort of an anti-consumerism movement, institution, whatever you want to call it, why are they asking for all this money? I don't get it.
It's not a lot of money.
Shouldn't this be a non-profit? I mean, this sounds like a lot of money to make you a reverend and a lot of bullshit, and you're becoming high priest and you know, God and Pope and all that. I don't know. It sounds rackety, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you think of all the, you know, okay, let me put it this way. We're you know, you think the subgenius is really, you know, wacky and crazy and it sounds nutty. Well, today is Easter. You know what people are doing right now?
I'm Jewish. I don't know.
I know, but
yeah,
people,
the wrong guy.
People all over are dressed in really nice clothes and they're running around in the backyard in the parks looking for eggs. You know, okay. Now that seems kind of nutty too.
Why?
You know,
why? Look.
You can't say to a Christian, dude, that sounds fucking nutty. You know, and actually, you know, the rabbit has to due to the representation of the moon and fertility, and goes back to Egyptian.
Yeah,
time.
So it's not that nutty.
What does that have to do with Christians? And they go nuts. They're, oh my God, it represents the rebirth of Christ.
Oh yeah,
but if you were to tell a subgenius that his religion was crazy and it's all nuts, we go, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of doublespeak to me, though.
Well,
you know?
For people who don't take
things. Yeah, see, I'm not in on the in. I'm not in the in crowd. You mean,
well, actually, you know, I wanted to mention that. If you look at your own website, talkwarrior.com, you've got pictures up there with comments. And they're very clever. But you see, and they're funny. And I look at those and I say, God, Moishe's a subgenius. He always has been. You know, he just doesn't realize. You don't have to pay the $30.
So I've already found God.
But
I've already found the truth.
Yeah, you have, but you've got it already. You know, you don't really.
I see your appeal to flattery.
Every time that you get on the radio and you say that you've got an IQ of 95, you're letting your subgenius, your freak flag fly, baby. Yeah, that's subgenius right there. Wave it.
No, I am not a subgenius. I'm actually a sub. What is the word? I am mildly retarded. I am subnormal. I don't put me in that category.
Well, you know, you got to check out the website, subgenius.com.
Yeah, I did check out the website.
And I
saw, you know, they want donations. And, you know, the thing, I wanted to say this about the website. I think it's the only website. See, I have you can't see this in other browsers. I use Firefox. Firefox is like the only browser that still supports blinking text. Okay, and anyone else can't see it. But the Church of the Subgenius website, subgenius.com, is the only website I think in existence that still is using blinking text. So if you want to like really have a headache. You want to, like, if, you know, you're, when I look at that blinking text, I scroll down, and I go, oh, my head, you know? But I'm just saying, if you want to really, like, blow your mind, that's a good place to go.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Well, have you ever tried talking to Reverend Stang? Because I bet if you, you know, send him an email, well, I'm not guaranteeing, you know, he's got Slack, you know, he's got to deal with. But, you know, you might want to talk about having him. Think about having him on your show.
No,
he can explain things a lot better than I can.
No, you're enough. Yeah, frankly, you people.
He's cool.
You scare me. You scare me a little bit. Not you personally. The whole movement. You know what I don't like about it?
Is
all the double speak and all the secret, sort of
all
shit.
All the religions do that. We're a little more open about
Christianity is an open religion. Buddhism is open. Judaism is not.
Yeah.
Hinduism is not.
But there are some still ritual things even in Judaism, like, you know, putting a plate out for Elijah. Now, you laugh at the whole intergalactic salesman thing.
A plate.
Well, where did Elijah go? Elijah went back.
A plate. No, you know.
We're waiting for him to come back, and we put a plate out for him, right?
Who's we?
Now I actually have a lot of Jewish friends, and I, every once in a while, I'm considered.
I thought maybe you're converted or something.
No, but I say we because I consider everybody kind of all in the whole sort of general mishmash.
Go on.
But
I never heard of any plate. You put I think it's like a cup or something. I don't remember the plate.
Yeah.
But go on.
But basically, that's the same thing. I mean, it all makes sense to me. I mean, if we're still waiting for
No. The thing about Elijah.
They might be like carpooling.
Let me just explain the thing about Elijah to the best of my knowledge, because I just want to clarify this. The thing about Elijah, as my memory goes, he's the angel of death, and I think you put this candle out or something, and during the Seder dinner, okay, and that's to so that like in the, you know, when God was raining down all the plagues against Pharaoh and the Egyptians, that the angel of death would know. You know, when he was killing the firstborn child, he would know, don't kill the firstborn of the Jews, okay? But you know, but that's the reason for it. I serve God in my own way. Okay,
That's exactly what it's all about.
Okay, but I'm sorry. What were you saying? This is the point I was getting to. What I don't like is all this secretive crap. Okay? Everything's a secret. And it's like, if I didn't know you, I never would have known who Bob is.
Well, that's cool, but it should be that way. I mean,
no, because
religion is a personal thing. You don't want a bunch of people marching down the street talking about Bob. You don't want, you know, like, just like... You know, all these parades and all these, you know, you don't want that. You know, Bob doesn't want that. You know,
I think I'm beginning to understand what the message you're getting across. This is sort of an anti-consumerism message, but, you know, you're just sort of trying to fuck with people's heads, and I do that too. Okay, you know, I don't like to tell people that on the show, but I'm always trying to fuck with their heads. Okay, but I think that. What you're trying to do is just so obscure. I mean, it really took me a you know, taking me all this time and this talking with you and all this shit, and years and years and years, you know, it took me 20 years to figure out this whole thing. It's just too obscure. I don't know if you're going to reach anyone.
We're all over the place.
Yeah, it's thousands of poor, you know, men who never have sex and
well, maybe, but maybe not. There's a lot of women in there too.
It's a private club.
There's a lot.
Oh, come on! How many women?
The perception of them all being geeks is a little false.
Only because
if it wasn't for, you know, like listening to all these conventions that they have and all the speakers that they have.
Oh, they have conventions.
Actually, they're not up on Radio for All right now, but. They just did their series, their tour, and they were in Amsterdam and a few other places, and then they played, you know, all the preachers who basically wanted to get up, got up, and they did their little sermon and praise Bob and all that stuff. And you know, it's real interesting hearing these people because, you know, they're not, you know, some of them are, you know, computer programmers. Some of them are lawyers. Some of them are doctors.
It's a private club. Yeah. It sounds like a private club of professional people, professional educated people, you know. But the thing is here, look, you know, you, on the show, as I quoted earlier, you talk, you know, there's stuff about, you know, wow, look at those tits. Look at her tits. They are enormous. I mean, you can't tell me that this show is trying to appeal to a female audience, okay? I mean, I don't, you know.
It's not trying to do anything. You see, it's put together by all the subgenii. And all Reverend Stang does is he just kind of compiles it together and then, you know, says who.
So honestly, don't. Be honest. Are there really women involved in this thing?
You have to ask Reverend.
Okay.
Reverend Stang.
All right. I can't.
Know.
It's all right. I won't.
There are.
Okay.
There are.
I know. Okay. I get the feeling you're trying to be evasive.
No.
It's okay.
No, it's Linda Loopy or something like that. Just did a whole hour show of all her stuff. I can't remember her name. And
all right.
It's not on the site.
Well, okay. You can't answer the question. I'm sorry. I have to bust your balls.
Oh,
excuse me. I'm trying to be more egalitarian on this show. I'm trying to bust your gonads.
Although, can I say one thing?
Yes, sure.
I just wanted to say that, you know, when you know, it comes to Reverend Stang playing stuff over the air, I wanted to say thanks for airing some stuff that a friend of mine, Reverend Raymond Lafferty, produced. And we posted it up on Radio for All. Now, here's the weird story. As I posted it, I went to email Reverend Stang to let him know that, you know, we basically posted something. And the funny thing was is I posted it just before he posted his hour of Slack.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, in the time that it took me to post it, write an email, he had already found it, did the research, went back, found out who it was. Then he sees my email, writes back, and says, ha, I've already found your email. I've found all your music, and I think it's great. It's already scheduled for the next show. I keep tabs on all my stalkers by pre-stalking them, which I thought that was kind of amazing.
Okay. All right.
And thanks for airing that. It was all praise, Bob, by Reverend Raymond Charles Lafferty.
Okay, you heard it here. You heard it here on TalkWarrior.com.
And I'm done. Sorry, thanks.
That's okay. And no, there's no problem. all right. Now, what was that other thing? Let me just talk a little about that other show you had.
Oh, the Inner Side.
How does that relate to the Slack business?
Well, it doesn't.
Hold on. Let me just talk a little about this. Now, and this show was actually much better done. It was more subversive, but there's something that like really bugged me about it, and I actually listened to the whole thing. But this is what really bothered me about the show is that at the end of the show, just towards the end, they were interviewing some a black reverend, or it sounded like some religion. I think it was a reverend. I don't remember, but it was obvious. This black guy was obviously, you know, uneducated and ignorant, and he was like an anti-Semite. And, you know, he was like espousing these anti-Semitic beliefs and all. And you know, but here's the thing, okay? Clearly, you know, I get the feeling because they were, doing the interview, and they had, a background, that music in the background,
uh-huh.
And I got the feeling that this was sort of just, it was like a freak show thing. They were saying, look at the ignorant, let's hear the ignorant black guy, make these anti-Semitic remarks. And, you know, something I felt, at first I thought, well, this is kind of offensive, but then I thought, offensive against Jews, but then I thought, well, this is sort of like, not a good, it sort of was racist, I felt. Or at least it was sort of borderline. When people pick on black people, CNBC, what's his name? That prick.
O'Reilly.
The generic O'Reilly on MSNBC. What?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay, but what O'Reilly does is they always have ignorant black people, uneducated, ignorant black people, okay? And then the reason why is because it helps them to make them look bad.
Yeah.
You know, and I just get tired of it. I mean, they rarely ever pick on, like an educated black person, like Al Sharpton, because they know that they can't handle him because he's too smart.
But check out this. Did you listen to the actual guy who was talking to?
Who was he? Yeah, who was that guy?
I don't know who that was, but I think it was all a stage, because if you listen to what he's saying, he's basically saying that he, is a DJ and he's going out with his 30-year-old daughter, and he met her at some lady's. Now get this. It's some lady's daughter's bris. Now, daughters don't have brises, do they? Circumcision. Circumcision.
Well, it's the same. It's the same thing. It's the same
thing.
A baby
daughter.
Right.
They don't circumcise
Jews,
girls. At that point, you're basically listening to this thinking that it's all bullshit.
Okay. It doesn't matter whether it's real or not. I mean, why are they trying to, I get the feeling like they're trying to, why did they use a black guy? Why did they, fictionally portray this black, ignorant, anti-Semitic guy? I don't get that.
Maybe to point out that that's not the way to be.
I don't understand.
It's like the guy just didn't know, really anything about, the religion. He was just kind of, talking out his ass,
I really wish that when people, bust the gonads of black people, that they would, pick on people of their own educational levels, because it's easy to pick on an ignorant person.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, I just wanted to point that out.
Okay.
I didn't understand that. But anyways, let me see if there's anything else in my notes. I don't even know, because we had a real fuck up on the show today earlier, so I have no idea how long we've been going. Do you have any idea?
Yeah. I have no idea. We're probably about an hour about now.
Although,
can I make one thing?
Sure.
If you can, check out, if you go to that site, accessofevil.net, I think it is, that's Scooter's site where you found the Inner Side program that we just talked about. If you scroll down on the Inner Side page, you'll see a series of eight programs that have to do with Mark Twain's Mysterious Stranger and Mark Twain's Letter from the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you know about Mark Twain, he's a consummate writer. He's anti-war.
And he's dead.
Right, and he's dead. He's been dead for a long time. Tom Sawyer, Huck Finn, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
He had a book that he published posthumously
That's a hard word. I can't even begin to pronounce that.
In like the 1960s, but it's basically short stories of how, you know, when...
I think I read it. Yeah,
yeah, when Satan was kicked out of heaven, he floated around for a little while. Then he, you know, kind of visited Earth. And then Scooter made an adaption, a beautiful eight-program adaption of that book, A Mysterious Stranger and Letters from the Earth by Mark Twain.
Where can you get this?
It's online for free at accessofevil.org, I'm pretty certain.
Okay.
And you just got to go to the inner side, scroll down. There's all the links. And it's basically of Satan's time on Earth. Now, the reason that it's published now, well, got published in the 60s, is because it was banned back at the turn of the century. You know, he basically said himself that, you know, this book will never be published because it's a felony.
Yeah.
Now, if you listen to it, I thought it was really well done. And, you know, and it teaches you something about, you know, people and their nature and greed. And, you know, and not to say that Satan's a great guy, which he isn't, but he's just an angel, you know. And he doesn't have feelings, and he doesn't have the perceptions that human beings have, and he doesn't have all these things. But, you know, if you got a chance to listen to that series, and you'd find it quite fascinating. I did, anyway. But that's my punch for a Scooter at KPFT, and thanks for all the great programming, bro.
And just one more thing. Satan is alive and living amongst us.
That's,
and his name,
the whole story.
His name is George W. Bush.
Here you go.
Now, you can take that at face value, or you could take that as a metaphor, whatever.
I take it as a fact.
Yeah, he is Satan. Satan is a living, breathing thing.
And in that series, it points out all these things that we've done. You know, we've made all the mistakes, and we've tripped over the assumptions. And I think it was just a wonderful series and very eloquent. And I'm going to start airing that again, actually, as soon as I can make some space. But the more people that know about that series, I think it's a radio first, actually, to do that, to make an audio adaption of that. And it's beautiful with music, Rolling Stones, Dan.
I'll have to look at it.
Beautiful stuff.
I thought I read it, but I'll have to look it back at
it.
Okay. Let me just do the credits. Do you have anything else?
No, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And thanks for not fucking strangling me.
Yeah. All the other subgenius.
Okay. Is that like the secret subgenius?
I don't know. Everyone else does their own little thing, but I like the
Okay.
You know, to be honest with you, I'm supposed to have like a reverend name, and I don't, because I still am kicking around ideas of what my subgenius name would be. But
I'm going to help you with that.
Okay.
I would like to start introducing you as Reverend so-and-so.
Well, I was thinking LaShawn Dutrail, but I don't know how that
works. Well, let's work on that.
Subgenius Reverend LaShawn Dutrail. Okay, we'll work on it. Thanks for having me, Moisha.
Okay, hold on. Let me just do the credits. Don't go yet.
Okay.
Hang on. I'd like to thank John Truby for providing us with his music. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives us the energy, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil. He might give us, I don't know, but he gives it to me. I'm fighting evil, fighting Satan. I dedicate this show to the people around the world who fight fascism, tyranny, imperialism, economic injustice, and racism. This show is a copyright broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. It may be retransmitted, provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way. To get a copy of this week's show to syndicate freely on your website, go to radioforall.net. That's radioforall.net with number 4. Or go to TalkWarrior.com, send us an email, and we'll show you how to do it. Streaming audio is not only easy to set up but free. And I want to just say to people to start podcasting, okay, to go to iPodder.org. You can podcast this, okay? It's much better. If you're not podcasting, well, you're just a loser, okay? I'll see you again next week at Sunday at 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. Please see our website, talkwarrior.com, for updated information about the show. and please call in. Give us your comments, whatever. If you hate me, if you hate the show, or if you love me or the show, you got to say something because, I can't continue to subsidize this phone line forever, man. So you have a great opportunity. Take advantage of it. Okay. Well, I'll see you next week. Don't hang up, Sean.